You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer, Archer Radio. Today is Sunday, March 12th?
Yes.
2006.
The second Sunday of Lent.
That's right, the second Sunday of Lent, and the boyfriend went to church today.
Yes, I'm wearing my ashes and sackcloth.
What?
I'm wearing ashes and sackcloth.
I don't get it. What does that mean? What is that for?
You're not Catholic. You don't get it. I'm repenting for my sins.
You've sinned?
I'm a sinful person.
All right. Now, speaking of Lent...
You're a sinner, too.
Of course I'm a sinner. We're all sinners.
Why are you not wearing ashes on your face?
Because you have to believe that, that there is such thing as sin.
Why are you wearing burlap sacks as clothing? Scratchy burlap.
Because I'm not, I don't believe in sin. It's just your life. You just live it.
You sinned this morning. You self-sinned this morning.
I shared that sin with you.
Oh, yes. You popped in some pornographic materials into your DVD player. Then you press play and force me to watch men having sex with each other. No wonder I'm in ashes. I have ashes smeared all over my face so that the world knows I'm sinful.
You loved it. Now, but speaking of Lent, what did you give up for Lent?
Sin.
You'll have to explain that one. How do you give up sin?
You just don't do anything wrong.
But you've already done things wrong since you gave it up.
Well, I did burn the eggs yesterday.
You did?
Yes. I tried to boil two eggs for lunch on Friday, and I forgot that they were on the stove. So then I went there, all the water I boiled out of the pot, and so I put some cold water in the pot, and the eggs exploded. I had to repent for that.
But did the eggs fly all over your kitchen?
No, but the shells exploded when I put the cold water in the pot.
Oh my goodness. But seriously, did you give anything up for Lent?
No.
I thought you might give up something for Lent. Of course, I didn't give up anything for Lent because I'm not religious. But I should tell the listeners that we are recording with the I River in Studio C, which is the boyfriend's car. Now, as I just say, the boyfriend, we have been considering giving you a real name, right?
Well, I've been wanting to use my own name for quite a long time now.
All right, so what name do you want to go by?
I think I would like to go by Stanislaus.
Okay, so now Stanislaus is driving us to... Stanislaus is driving us to a winery because we're going to go taste some newly released wines at Wyndham Winery.
Well, we have to tell the listeners that... Well, they know that we do this. We submit articles for an online newspaper.
Yes.
And... we realize that now that the local wineries are releasing some of their new bottlings, that we really don't have anything current to offer to our articles. So we're going to try to update our material by doing some tastings of some things that are being released now.
Well, some 04 reds and some 05 whites, right?
I guess it depends on the winery. I mean, you know, it could be...
Depends on how long they're keeping them in the barrel.
How long they're aging things in the barrel. So we're going to go to Wyndham Winery because they've just released a red wine that earned 90 points on some review. But it's brand new. And in fact, the cellar that produces it is brand new. So we want to be cutting edge, but then we also want to review wines that people can purchase now, not wines that have already sold out, which is what... we want to avoid. So, now you're staring at that big bird. He's going to swoop down and peck your eyeballs out.
Now, we just saw a really cool hawk that must have been like 6 feet above the car. It was cool. Anyway, and what was I saying? got a tip, or the boyfriend, Stanislaus, found out that the winemaker, what did you find out about the winemaker? I don't even remember now.
Well, the winemaker is actually a wine consultant and winemaker for several of the wineries. Well, now he's producing his own bottlings. And Wyndham is the only place where you can buy his wines. So he's the one who's making this wine that scored 90 points, and it's just released. It's like hot off the assembly line. And so we're going to review this one. We're going to be the first to review it. And hopefully we can find out if the winemaker... At some point, we'd like to do some interviews with winemakers. We don't know when, of course, when we have time to do it. So, maybe make a contact or whatever, or introduce ourselves and give them our business cards and see where it leads.
Very true. So that's what we're doing today. We're going to Wyndham Winery. And we'll, of course, report back after we are there and find out some stuff.
Now, I want to give you a new name.
Really?
Horace.
My Horace?
Why not?
Horace and Stanislaus?
Yes.
That's quite a group.
Quite a couple. But why the name Horace? Is something significant about that?
No, it just came to mind that you should be Horace.
This will be the new Horace and Stanislaus podcast, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, what happened in the news this week that you thought was significant?
Well, you had to have a very good chuckle at the continued implosion of the Bush presidency with the Dubai deal. It's always heartwarming to watch the continued unraveling of the Bush White House.
And his approval rating dropped to an all-time low of 34.
Only Richard Nixon is more unpopular.
Gee, and wasn't he a Republican president as well?
And a corrupt one, too.
These similarities are just amazing.
Well, at least Richard Nixon was intelligent. He was just crazy. George Bush is crazy and stupid. So we have that dangerous mix, and it's just unfortunate we have two more years of this, unless something happens. There has to be a love child out there waiting to be revealed. Something has to happen that we can just get rid of this person and send him packing back to Texas.
I doubt there's a love child out there, because think about it. During his reproductive years, when he was young and having sex, he was always drunk and on cocaine, so he probably couldn't get it up to...
I'm sure the Bush family, I'm sure they've been paying money to some woman out there who gave it up to George W.
Do you think they would have paid for an abortion?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. But anyway, since those things aren't going to happen, we have to suffer through this for another couple of years. But at least we can always look forward to the next scandalous headline.
I wonder what it will be.
I don't know. We can only watch and wait.
That's true. So what else is going on in your life? Anything exciting?
Well, I found out last night that chapstick can actually help you sleep.
Chapstick can help you sleep. Yeah.
I had a hard time falling asleep, and then I realized, well, you know what would help? Chapstick. So I got up out of bed, I groped for the chapstick, and I applied some generously. And then I approached you with the same theory, armed with the tube of chapstick. And I surprised you with it because you were asleep.
And it scared me. Woke me out.
And you refused chapstick therapy.
Stay in this land. Yeah.
So the result was, after applying the chapstick, I immediately went to sleep. And you had a hard time falling back asleep.
Yes.
Only because you did not want chapstick.
I think, though, if we go back and review the evening... We went to two wineries yesterday. We did a barrel tasting at Grey Ghost, and we went to one called Gadino, and we enjoyed some wines. But when we got home, Stanislaus was a little tired, so he laid down to take a nap. Well, this was at about 6:30, 6:40.
Wait, we have to explain. Because it was a very warm afternoon, too.
Yeah, we both have sun.
Lots of sun, and it was a long day, so... wanted to take a very quick nap, and we were going to do some podcasts. Am I staying here?
You need to get over.
Okay. And...
before you get this text that comes up.
So, I was lying down on the sofa.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the sofa
and
part.
And someone kicked me off of the sofa and said, if you want to sleep, go lie down in bed.
Because I wanted to lay on the sofa and watch the news.
TV, and I did not want to be disturbed with news. So I said, fine, Horace, I'll go lie down in bed.
Horace.
Well, it was 5 hours later. He just let me sleep and sleep and sleep.
Well, I was going to explain that part, that it was... Now, watch this car's going to merge in.
Yes, Horace.
Stanislaus, I got him up from the couch and said, go lay in the bed because I want to watch TV and it'll keep you awake. So he laid down at about 20 till 7 in the evening. I did not want to wake him up because he was sleeping so soundly. So I finally said, I'm going to go to bed. It was like 11:15. I go into the bedroom and, you know, get ready for bed. And then he wakes up and says, what time is it? I said, it's 11:15. You've been sleeping for almost 5 hours.
You did that on purpose.
Why? What do you mean I did it on purpose? But so then, well, the point is that he, since he slept for 5 hours, he was not very sleepy to go to bed right at that time.
So ChapStick put me to sleep.
Well, supposedly ChapStick put him to sleep, but before he got up and got the ChapStick, he was tossing and turning, and we kept switching positions of who's going to hold who, and I mean, it was back and forth, and I'm like, you're keeping me awake. Would you please be still?
And that's when I said, I think ChapStick will help, and it did.
And then once he had the ChapStick, we were sleeping comfortably in bed. So, of course, I had to get up with the crack ass of dawn. So, now, where was I going with that story?
I don't know.
You don't know. Well, I can tell you that we're looking for...
Yeah, you're supposed to be the navigator.
I am the navigator. VA-9 towards Hillsboro. And we're not there yet, so don't worry. Well, maybe we will record some on the way home, because this is only like 15 minutes right now, 12 minutes right now. Do you have any other topics you'd like to discuss?
No, not really. I'm keeping my eyes on the road. I want to be a responsible driver.
All right. Well, then, boys and girls, we'll be back in just a second for you, but like several hours for us. So, bye.
Bye. Bye, Horace.
Bye, Stanislaus. Okay, we are back, and this is Horace and Stanislaus, or as most of you know, Archer and the boyfriend, but the boyfriend's going to be known as Stanislaus from now, and we are traveling home from an afternoon at some wineries, and what do you have to say, Stanislaus?
I have to say that Horace was so silly. He had to be spanked.
I don't believe that's true. I was the most well-behaved of the two of us during these winery visits.
No, you were not. You had to be punished.
Look at that cool Mercedes.
I know, but that's ugly.
You think so?
Yes, I think it's ugly.
I'm not sure about that. So we went to Wyndham, and we tasted... We were actually going there to taste the... Doug Fabiola Trey Sorelli, how do you say that?
No, you got it wrong. Trey Sorelli was at Wyndham. Waterford, that's a different winemaker. The winemaker there is a winemaker on the weekends. He has a full-time job during the week. And so they're a very, very small family-owned winery. In fact, they're pouring wines out of their basement. We went to be there because they just recently won a medal on their Barrel Select Chardonnay out in California. And so we wanted to taste their Chardonnay for our online article. So that's what we did.
And Stanislaus was extremely silly.
No.
He took...
Horace was silly.
He took my camera, and he kept taking pictures, I mean, like, 30 pictures of nothing.
Of you.
Of me what?
Of you with silly expressions on your face.
And when I was grabbing the camera, he took the camera. I mean, he was taking pictures.
Horace is wearing some go-go shorts and some go-go boots. And Horace's legs are just so sexy. Horace had the sexiest legs this afternoon.
Translation, I'm wearing shorts and tennis shoes.
Well, that's still kind of risque, don't you think?
No, because it's very warm today.
Well, no one else was wearing mini skirt and go-go boots.
Well, actually, that one lady who walked in while we were sitting out on the patio was wearing a mini skirt.
I think she just had bangs and big hair. But
well, did you see her dyed red hair?
No.
Hey, let's talk about the tragedy that is awfulplasticsurgery.com.
Awfulplasticsurgery.com.
Tell us your impression, Stanislaus.
They have recorded the most horrible cases of celebrity plastic surgery you will ever want to find. And included on their list of celebrity tragedies, Joan Rivers, Michael Jackson, of course, Meg Ryan, Cybill Shepherd, Bruce Jenner, Jessica Simpson,
well,
Britney Spears, Farrah Fawcett.
You are naming lots of different celebrities, but can you give us like some details? Tell us what you see. Tell us what the, you know, what is it? What's so tragic about it?
They're awful plastic surgery. They're duck lips. They're trout pouts. Surprised eyebrows, their tight faces, all of it is scary, truly scary.
Would you consider getting plastic surgery?
Never. Who would I be fooling?
Well, not me, because I know all your wrinkles right now. Oh, but I mean, you don't have any wrinkles right now, but if you were to get some, I would know them.
I am going to iron my face.
With your new iron that doesn't...
With my new Sunbeam dripless steam iron. I'm going to iron my face.
Won't that hurt?
For a little while.
You'll have to put cream all over it for the burning sensation.
Well, that's what the celebrities have to do. They have to put makeup over their scars and burns and all.
Of all those people, who would you say was the worst one?
Well, it's a tie between Michael Jackson and Jocelyn Wilderstein.
A.K.A. the Cat Lady.
The Cat Lady, yeah. With Joan Rivers as a...
close third.
Up, yeah.
Yeah. They're all very tragic. The size of these people's lips, they had been so collagen injected that their lips were just enormous. I can't even describe it.
It's inhuman.
Do you think Lori at Waterford had collagen lips?
No. Why do you say that?
Collagen ass?
No, she just looked like a middle-aged housewife turned house vineyard owner.
I think she was our age, don't you think?
Yeah, easily.
Is that middle age?
Well, what's middle aged?
60, I thought was middle age when people are living in 90.
No, I don't think 60 is well beyond middle age. If the average
50?
Life expectancy is 80, middle age would have to be 40.
Well, then we're past middle age.
Maybe you are.
No, you are more than I am.
I still have that youthful glow about me.
This you do.
Well, I contribute it to my healthcare regimen, which includes smothered greens, roasted vegetables, and raw fruit.
Speaking of raw fruit.
Please tell us your natural food health regimen.
I don't have one. But tell the listeners what you forced me to eat this afternoon.
A slice of extremely hard pear.
It was mushy on the inside.
No, there's nothing mushy about this pear. It was not ripe. It was from the supermarket. It was so hard that if you had thrown it out a window, it would have broken in a million pieces.
No, no.
But because Horace already has his mind made up, it just doesn't matter. It could have been a boulder from the side of the Shenandoah Mountains, and he would have sworn it was a soft, mushy pear. Why?
Because it was.
Because Horace made up his mind when he was 5 years old.
Well, you know, Paul, the guy who sent us the book about stealth health, sticking or sneaking vegetables into a diet.
Yeah, well,
he wants to know what you've done so far.
I've tried. I have tried. And that's all I can say.
That's all you can say. So, Stanislaus, what do you have coming up this week? Do you have anything, any engagements that you care to tell us about?
I have papers to grade. I have laundry to do. I have a friend that I'm meeting for dinner on Thursday.
Really? A friend? What are we doing next weekend?
I don't know. What are we doing next weekend?
We're going to Pyramid and Farfalloo.
Yeah, I'm doing that next Saturday. What are we doing next Sunday?
Sleeping, cuddling, having sex.
Sinning.
What?
Sinning.
Sinning is... Oh, the toll plaza's coming up.
Oh.
Can you get $3 and quarters out, please?
I know how to count all this money.
That's awfully quick for the toll plaza.
You're so rich.
It's quarters. You need 12 quarters. Can you get 12 quarters out?
He's got $1 million worth of quarters here.
I did it so that we need $3.
$1. $2. $3.
Now let's see, where do we need to go? We need, holy shit, which one of these should we go through?
I don't know.
They all say smart tag.
But this is say only.
Smart tag cash, you're right, okay.
You're gonna find out soon.
We're going through the toll plaza, and I'm going to trade you. Here, you take the iRiver and keep talking, and I'll do the toll. Don't press the buttons!
I'm not doing anything!
Hold it by the sides, not the buttons. You're pressing the buttons.
I'm not doing anything.
Not too close. Horace
is a bossy boots. Can you hear how bossy? Can you hear how bossy?
That's good, right? Is it still recording? Okay, it's still recording.
Bossy. Horace is bossy. Horace, bossy boots. Archer, dictator. Dictator, Archer.
Hey, speaking of that, did you hear that Moslovodan Milosevic?
Milosevic.
How do you say his name?
He's dead.
Why'd he die?
Because you were too much competition for Milosevic.
Who's driving this car?
Who commandeered the car?
You gave me the keys.
Who took the keys out of my hands?
You gave me the keys.
You did.
You said, you gotta drive because I'm too silly. All right, here we go at the toll.
Hello,
how are you? $3, right?
Thank you.
You listeners need to know that I am handcuffed and thrown in the passenger seat of the car. I am in need of assistance. Horace.
Did you hear that?
Horace.
You're talking too. You're
has
too close to
commandeered
him.
The car. And I need help.
You are talking too close to the microphone.
Hear how bossy. And I just discovered that in Horace's family tree, Benito Mussolini, Italian dictator, one of the most horrible dictators in history. That's right. Horace and Benito Mussolini are relatives. That's where he gets it all.
I don't know what
his dictatorial ways.
Oh my God, you know, we're going to need another. Give me more change.
See, I have to finance his extravagant lifestyle. Dictators always depend on the
kindness of strangers.
The kindness of the unwilling masses. Do you need more money, Horace?
Is there a chance you have another quarter?
I guess you'll have to beat it out of me, won't you?
Here, I'll hold
Here's
this.
A quarter here.
We
what
need
are you
two.
It's
about? We need 50 cents.
I have a penny here.
We need 50 cents. Remember, we drove
through. They'll never know.
We drove through it last time we did this. We have one more toll.
They won't fine you.
They'll take a picture.
There was an article about it in the Reader's Digest.
What does it say?
It said, passengers get a free ride on the toll booths of Virginia.
I don't think you know what the hell you're talking about.
I think so. Don't beat me. Ouch. Ow. All right, I'll hand it over. I'll give you a whole dollar. Just don't beat me anymore.
Give me the
River. Ouch.
Give me the Eye River.
He's hitting me with spikes.
I have a dollar. I'm not
here.
Asking for
That's all I have. Just take it. Just don't beat me anymore. I'm too weak.
You like the beatings.
No, I don't.
Are you going to take a 5-hour nap when we get home?
Yeah, after the drugs you slipped in my water yesterday.
I did not slip you any Mickey's.
You don't know what I go through. And I woke up feeling rather tender, if you know what I mean. And then it was revealed to me this morning that I had been sexually assaulted.
He's making that up.
He got me drunk, and then he sodomized me.
Can you give me the Eye River back now?
No. Force me. Ow! Ow! Ow, stop!
Give me the Eye River
back. Oh my, help! Help!
All right. Okay. I've got the Eye River back. We've been talking long enough. Stanislaus needs to be put to bed.
Ah! Help! Help!
Stanislaus, stop. I think that's enough for now. What do you say? You think that's enough?
Yes, Il Duce. I am your follower.
Okay, so boys and girls, that silliness, I hope you enjoyed that silliness. We will have a video sometime this week of some cool ducks that we saw at Wyndham.
Yes, master.
Until next time, boys and girls.
I believe in the genius of the dictator.
Until next time, boys and girls. Bye. Say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.